Blog Talk.
Yeah. Time to open up your mind, time to raise up your voice, and time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. Now, for those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Let's do it, folks. blogtalkradio.com/how-was-your-weekend. Spell was with a Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. And I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard this show before and those who may be listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area, each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, it's because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the texters, the chatters. The show just gets better and better and better each week, and tonight will be no different. Folks, it's Tuesday, March the 6th, 2012. We got 2 months behind us. Seems like the winter just ain't going to come this year. That's cool. I ain't tripping, but it is what it is. We talked last week on a real hot topic. We talked about child support, who gets the benefit. Oh, my gosh. The lines went crazy with it last night. I don't know how many people were tuned in. The switchboard was out of control. It looked like Christmas on the dash over here, and it was just phenomenal. If you missed that show or you missed any show, folks, go back and check us out on Blog Talk Radio, just /how-was-your-weekend. It's the online happy hour. You're going to see my sarcastic face right there in the picture frame. Check us out, folks. Child support, who gets the benefit? It was out of control. Real talk, folks. Big shout out to my family. I had a mini family reunion this past weekend. You know, rest in peace to my cousin Archie. But fam, you know, you got to stick together. Make sure whatever you do, family is important. Always remember that. Big shout out to what we're doing tonight. HowWasYourWeekend.com is the website under construction just for you. We're doing some great things for those who are looking to increase their business and look to increase anything that they may be doing to promote themselves. Inbox me on Facebook, folks, Andy Brown. Holler at your boy. Let me know what it is we can do for you over here. If you want to follow us on Facebook.com, it's HowWasYourWeekend page. The Twitter is about to get hot once again. HWY Weekend is the Twitter page. You can see your boy, understand a little bit more about me and what I do with my life and life coaching at andybrownspeaks.com. And also keep in mind that today's show is brought to you in part by One World Unlimited, where the vision is one vision, one goal, to increase you. Now, folks, I know you've seen the topic. I know you've seen it on Facebook. It's been on Google. It's been going down like bad stock, and the party's about to get started. We talked about child support, which was cool. Now, usually what gets us in position to have child support is when you have to lay down and create life. Usually when that happens, it takes two people laying in bed, and generally there's some stories that are told. Not the good old rockabye baby. I'm talking about them true bedtime stories, the lies we tell in bed and the dreams we kind of sell instead. So, folks, understand we're going to take tonight's show up to the fifth floor, four fingers in the air. Y'all seen him representing on Martin, coming through the window, getting a sandwich, doing his thing. He's going to be performing live here in Dallas and doing an outstanding job in entertaining stand-up comedy and acting all around, folks. represent and show your love for my man Reginald, bruh man, Ballard on the line tonight. What up, bruh man?
Yo, what's up?
Man, what's going on with you, man? Everything
I ain't good? Man, sitting up in here, man. I'm in L.A., man, eating on a couple of Serve sandwiches.
Right on.
What's going down?
Man, everything is going down. This show is going down like some bad stock. You hear me? They investing all the way live up in this piece.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I can't wait to get back home, baby. You know, I'm from Texas. I went to SMU out in Dallas, man.
I heard about that. We heard you was an outstanding athlete back in the day.
Yeah, man, I was world class, man, world class.
That's what's up. So, folks, give it up for my man, Reginald, brother man, Valid on the line. And we're going to talk to y'all from the male perspective, and I know the ladies are going to chime in too. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Go get your friends. Let it be known. Tonight we talk about them stories. And what I mean by the bedtime stories, it's usually what everybody says, you know, when it's about to go down. She's going to say in between the cheeks, you know, oh, the infamous one. Baby, I'm about to break your back. You don't understand what I'm about to do. You ain't ready for this. I'm about to put it down. Ain't had no Viagra. Ain't drank no orange juice. Ain't had a swig of water. Ain't nowhere in shape.
Man, that's lies, man. All kind of lies, man. You know, and the two things I tell people you can't lie on, man, is your penis and your money. Because it gets discovered real quick, baby. She be like, that's what you say you're going to do it with? That's what you say you're going to do it with? And you couldn't pay for the dinner?
Right. Y'all better recognize, folks. Because, I mean, the brothers, we kind of sometimes we get a little extra excited. You know, depending on the package we're about to open up. Some people get intimidated by what they're about to see. Some of y'all may just have some preconceived fantasies of what you think you're about to do. Don't get shamed, bro. It happened to me before.
Man, it happened to all of them.
Yeah, it happens. So y'all can call in and talk about it, be real. I know the ladies are going to chime in. They just want to see if we're going to be honest enough to say it. The ladies lie about it. They share a few stories here and there. They crawl up in the sheets and say a few things because, you know, they've been known to, well, you know, I ain't never done nothing like this before.
We always had that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the main excuse. It's like, this ain't never happened to me before. That's what men say. We say that every time.
Good enough to go downstairs and cook some bacon and eggs at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's why I don't understand. You know, on the Viagra commercial and the Cialis commercial says that if you have priorism, you know, erection for more than 4 hours, consult the doctor. Not me, man. I'm calling all the girls I ever said that this ain't never happened to me before.
Right. This buzz for you.
Girl, come see what I got.
That's what I've been thinking about. It's buzz for you. I got to hear from the ladies, dog. Hey, bro, we got to go to the phones already. The phone is hot like fish grease right about now. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Ladies and gentlemen, she called in last week and had y'all tripping out before. Naughty Nicole is on the line, and she's going to drop a little bit of information about what the ladies be talking about when we talk about bedtime stories. The lies we tell in bed. Nicole, are you there?
I am here.
What's going on?
Not much. I'm anxious. I'm hyped because this topic started spinning wheels in my head, and I wondered, can I be honest? I mean, men's supposed to be hard, but it's going to be a little rough. You know, maybe there's some things I have to share, and I wanted to give you the top three.
All right, we're going to see what you got to say. Say what's up to my man, Brett Man, on the line.
How you doing, Brett Man?
What's up, baby? How you doing?
I am lovely, always lovely.
All right, then. So what's on your mind? What's going down? Tell us what you think about this.
Absolute number one. of all time. Every woman has said it. Every woman has done it. Our reasons could be different. It could be to move it along a little bit quicker. It could be, you know, I just want to blow up your head. I don't know. But all of us women have done it. And it's that one phrase that is a lie and a half. Oh, baby, I'm coming.
Oh, wow. Oh, that'd be a lie? That'd be a lie?
Man, I ain't close. I ain't got no tingle. I ain't got no nothing. But you know what? I know you love to hear it because men are egomaniacs. So if I want to blow up your head, or if I want this to get over a little bit quicker, the fastest way to make that happen is, oh, my God, this shit is so good. I'm coming.
Now, wait a minute now. Now, hold on.
Hey, hold on. I know if she say that to me, I know mine is coming. As soon as she said, I'm like, oh, girl, why are you talking?
You mean to tell me you going to lie about that?
Hell yes. You know how long and how much work? You have to learn my body. You got to do so many tricks. You got to go left, right, in the middle, swirl two times to get me to come every time. Dudes are a lot more simpler. Once that stroke gets fast, we know it's coming. But, I mean, if it's not coming along quick enough, the best way to do it is get in a man's head. And, just blow his head up so much, just like, oh, do you feel it tightening? I'm coming.
Yeah, right. I know.
Faking.
I know when a woman's faking, baby. I know.
Okay.
I got a little trick I do. Can I be frank on that? Can I be frank
please,
right now?
This is what I know.
Right when they get ready to say that, you put your finger right by that, you know what? No, you put it in there. You put it in that in that poop shoe. And if it don't throb like boop, 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 they ain't getting there. They faking, baby. They faking. That's how I know. Fecal muscle.
Good time story. Fuck the lie. We telling you.
If that muscle ain't convulsing, it ain't happening.
I never heard
it. If it's not having convulsions, it's not happening. They lying to you.
Do you know how swift, how intelligent, how freaking manipulative women are? I know what happens when I am coming. I know what happens. So all I do is emulate those same things.
Oh, really?
I might be giving out my secrets and everybody
out
thereafter.
It's hard to fake that with a real player. It's hard to fake that.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Can I give you number two?
mm-hmm.
Y'all ready for number two? Number two is, oh, baby, this shit's always so big. I can't take it.
Now, I would tell you something. On stage, I always say, you know, I ain't packing. So when you tell me that, I'd be like, stop lying with that bug. I do appreciate the confidence builder. but stop that bug.
But you know, as soon as it happens, man, that nigga get a twerk in his back.
Yep.
Some motions that you're like, oh, he done got some confidence. Now I actually can feel it. All right. Good job, dude.
I agree with you on that one, though. I ain't going to lie. That's a good number two right there.
Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to go to the phone lines now. I told you it's hot over here. The online happy hour is the place to be, man. Bro, man, I told you the phone was about to get warm. I got to bring it to Dallas, Texas right now. and bring in the fantastic comedian herself. This lady's going to be performing this Saturday, going down with us with Mr. Joe Torre as well. You got to bring on the line, my man, and welcome Miss Mama Michelle on the phone lines right now, representing Detail for Real. Mama Michelle, what's going on, sweetheart?
Oh, yeah, okay, what's up?
Hi, what's up, bro, man? How's it going?
What's up, baby? I'm good. I'm good around here. Eating some cheap candy I bought for 25 cents.
Hey. What's up?
Yeah.
Andy, with the online happy hour. How was your weekend.com? Man, y'all on that bullcorn. First of all, I'm going to give big ups to my girl, Nicole. She came on there with some good lies. But let me tell you the other good lies. And you know it's got to be a good lie because I'm in the hotel room in the Hilton by myself. I'm supposed to be enjoying myself, you know, but I'm just chilling with y'all for just a few minutes. You know, I got to go back to what I was doing. You feel me?
Oh, my
candle burned out. Hey, look here, but for real, I'm going to tell you the truth. You know, we women, I do it too, but all is, you know you ain't hitting it right until a woman sound like Rick Ross. You hear me?
Oh. I like Rick Ross.
So you have to look down and make sure you ain't hitting your homeboy. You have to, like, when you hitting it right, her nose gonna start running.
Wow. Well, I don't know about that. I tell you what, I know my first sexual experience, I was 17 years old and the lady was 62. And when she got hers, the snot bubble came out of her nose, so I know that was real. And I popped it, man.
That's nasty.
So I know that was a real one, though. You can't fake no snot bubble, son.
Bad sinuses and everything. You can't fake that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about bedtime stories, the lies we tell in bed. I got Bruh Man on the line. I got Mama Michelle, and I got Naughty Nicole doing our thing, representing folks. And y'all need to represent. Sometimes we sell dreams in bed that it was supposed to happen, but they really don't.
Hey, you know what? One more thing, Andy, before I get off this line and fix what I was doing, because my shop was running, my candle in the burn. It is some dudes on my face. Like, out there like that. So don't y'all never think, you know, just that she's always lying. A little bit loose.
Really?
Ooh, it's big. I can't take it no more. I'll be lying. You know, that's a big brother that he is working with something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. You can't lie on that in your money.
Now, since you can touch the quit and don't saying you. If you can do everything you do with one hand, don't never listen to what the woman is saying, because she's lying. She's lying. The truth ain't in her. Men need to experiment with themselves a little bit more than what they're doing, so that they know a little bit more about us.
Yeah. You in the hotel. I stay in a lot of hotels. I try to experiment when I'm in the hotel, but it don't work out because you can't masturbate to the hotel porno. I tried. You know, the hotel porno. You can't masturbate to the hotel porno because you can't fast forward and rewind to the good part. One time I was trying to get mine to the hotel porno. They showing the sister booty all in the air. I'm like, ooh, and right when I got ready to get mine, they stopped showing the sister ass and showed the dude ass. I'm like, oh! I done came on the ass.
It don't work.
That's when TiVo wiring was invented, right there. The dude that found that out invented TiVo. He had to go back and find it.
Boy.
But I'm telling you, the lies I tell. See, I'm 46 now, man. I've been married 24 years, so the lies I tell in bed, I always tell my wife, I say, look here, babe, you know, tomorrow I'm gonna cut that grass, and you know, me and Jim and Tony gonna, you know, fix that light fixture tomorrow.
Different kind of
light. You know, and then soon as I get it. You know, she's like, okay, what time y'all gonna fix that light fixture? I'm like, well, you know what? Tony's grandmother died last week, so he gotta go to the funeral. So we gonna probably do it next Friday. That's kind of lies. That's kind of lies I tell you, but I don't lie on my junk no more. You know, when you're married, you don't got to do them lies no more.
That's
Nicole,
what we get
can you tell them
you
also,
don't,
you don't stop telling women how they do their thing. I hate when a dude's trying to tell me how to come. What kind of shit is that?
Tell you when to come. No, trying to tell you when to come. Come for me
when?
Right now. Dude, it ain't on command. It ain't on command. Like I said, you got to go left, right, left, right, left, right, swirl up and down 3 times. That's when I'm going to make you come. You can't tell me when to come.
Yeah,
I hear it sound
like
something.
What you doing? You giving instructions to the man? Say, nah, baby, you got to go left, right, then go up and down. So it's like a instructional video nowadays, man. Everybody's talking how to do the.
Okay, I am a woman, and I am 38, and I started kind of young, so I got a little experience. I know not to give a manual. I know when to say, oh, yeah, baby, right there. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. If you stop, I'll fuck you up. Keep it right there.
Whoa. See, talk like that made me, like, 5 minutes ago. I'd be like, oh. You going to do what? You going to what? Oh. I like that. Keep it ghetto. Keep it gangster, dog.
You know, when it's so hard to get there in the first place. When you on the edge and a nigga want to change the mood, oh, no. Right there. No. Move that hip right over there. Right. You know, right there. You feel that right there? That's when it's good.
Well, you know what? You know, like Richard Pryor say, maybe your stuff just broke, baby. It ain't called that kind of word. Your might just be broke.
Why I
gotta
be broke?
You know,
hey,
because I believe sex is a game. We both start at the same time. If I get mine first, I win. I win.
Wait a minute. No.
You right there with me. We started the starting line at the same time. If I beat you across the line, I win, baby.
No, you win when you let her come because every time you call, she ready because she know what's
expected. Is that what it is?
No wonder
she's going to call me no more.
Because you ain't letting them come first.
No wonder they don't call me no more. They used to call me all the time.
Yeah,
I guess that's why they
come first.
Because,
yeah,
you know, I be bragging. I be like, girl, I beat you five times now. I beat you 5 times now, girl. When you gonna catch up? When you gonna catch up, son?
Well, five times.
You ain't getting none yet.
Hold on, let me give you number 3. You just led me to number 3. Number 3 lie when we tell. When you getting into it good and that nigga starts quivering, shaking, jerking and slobbering. Dude, if you come. Oh, and what do you say? Here comes the lie. Oh, it's all right, baby. It's all right. As soon as we get up, we cussing your fucking ass out. We calling every friend on the phone. You know this nigga came in 5 minutes.
Listen, Nicole.
It's okay, baby.
Wow.
Y'all call me
cool.
Off me. Now, see, right there.
Yep.
Right there.
Telling. Snitching.
Is where we got this.
But you know what? It's good, though, man. That's a good situation because what happened is, see, a woman going to always want to find, like you tell me a movie good or bad, I got to go see it for myself. So you tell one of your friends, he came in 5 minutes, so she going to say, oh, I bet I can make that. I bet I can make that nigga last about at least 30. Let me try him out. So if it's good or if it's bad, sometimes your friend want to try it out anyway to see if she could make it better than you did. So there you go.
I'm sorry, baby. There are 2 things that a woman can listen to and don't want to outshine. His dick is little, and he come quick.
Why everybody gotta be pushing a baby size in order for you to get off though? Why? If I could push a 9-pound baby for you to get yours. You got to put his whole fist and stuff, you know. You got to put a glove, a fist with a glove and a watch on.
No. God. No. He can be too
long as he know how to move. If he know how to move it.
Yeah. They could be too big. That's
oh,
a turn off too. If
oh,
it's
really?
Too big. You can't enjoy that. No.
Oh,
I'll give it labor again.
Man.
I didn't like it the other time. I don't like it now.
Well, it kind of goes back to the original. I mean, we folks, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about bedtime stories, the lies we tell in bed. We got Rub Man on the line from the fifth floor. We got Naughty Nicole has chimed in. Mama Michelle is doing her thing. And one thing that I wanted to mention, we kind of were right there along with it, but one of the lies that a lot of us tell in bed, this is men or women, is, and I don't know why this can be brought up, you're the best I ever had.
Yeah.
Now, unless
yeah,
this is your first experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't even need to come out your mouth. Why in the world is this even discussed?
And you didn't tell, and the dude didn't tell about 17 girls that same line. Girl, you the best
that, that same week. That same week.
I'm
not
in the same week.
This is a game of lies. They shouldn't even call it sex. You know, let's have a game of lies. Because that's what it's all about, man, a game of lies. You know, everything. You're going to lie about something. I mean, a girl could be performing, or this is another line of bed. You could be, a girl could be performing oral sex on you. Her teeth tearing your junk up. You know,
oh,
you don't want her to stop. You don't want her to stop. You want to, yeah, they, yeah, yeah, right there. Okay, hold. Yeah, yeah. You see, like, you like that? Yeah. And you know your junk is skipped all up. but you think it's going to get better. Well, maybe she'll get better after a while. You know? So it'd be lies, lies, man. It's lies. Sometimes the lubrication don't be right. You lie about that. You know, you'd be like, yeah, 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 yeah. And then sometimes, you know, especially when the dudes got to get real freaky, you accidentally slip and go downtown with the, you know,
oh,
put it in the wrong
oh,
hole. You'd be like, oh, man,
course.
Oh, that's my bad. That's my bad. No, everybody, unless it's your first time, know where the booty hole at. That's a big lie. Oh, man, that's my bad. I ain't trying to do that. You know.
So that's
we hoping y'all to say when we say, hey, when we say, oh, that's my bad. We hoping y'all to say, that's all right. Go and leave it there.
No.
So that's a lie. We hoping y'all co-sign. Go on, that's all right. Go on in and leave it there.
Thank you, brother.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know that. Thank you.
Yeah, man, for real.
Thank you.
Because, and the only reason the dude like do that because he want to be able to say, yeah, yeah, I dominated that. And we feel like we dominated, we get both of them. Oh, yeah, I throw that junk up, son. That junk up, son. And every dude she with after that, you're going to be like, yeah, you just don't know, dog. I tipped that up, son. Her butthole don't even look like
night.
A kiss no more. Her butthole don't look like a kiss no more. It look like somebody whistling now.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
About that right. It's a lie, though, man. It, you know, because every time when we're in the bed, man, I'm telling you, one thing that can make you lie is sex. Sex can make you lie on anything. You can say you can be in the bed, And a woman can make you say things. A woman can make you say that you're gonna pay her mortgage for the next 6 months the middle, right before you get ready to get yours. Right before you ready to get yours, you would say, "Baby, you gonna pay my mortgage?" Yeah, 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 yeah. You know, goodness what? But right after you get it, man, you don't even remember what she said.
Mm-hmm.
So sex can make you lie. Oh man, sex bed. When you're in the bed with them doors closed, no one knows where the nose goes when the doors close. It
okay.
makes you say things that you really never
don't
thought
mean.
You would say. Yeah, you don't mean none of it. A lot of times. Especially
like
when you just
bullshit,
think about it
like,
and you hear it and you say,
you.
I love you. How many times somebody say, I love you? And you know, you just been knowing it for like a month. Hold up.
Why?
we just went to the park
say,
one time.
Just say, I love your pussy. You should just
you
put it out there like
there
that. Be
go.
Real.
There you go.
Be
there you go.
Real. I love this
there
feeling.
There,
I don't love you. I don't even like you.
Be like Snoop Dogg, baby. Be like Snoop Dogg, though. I don't love them hoes.
So,
and he
so,
keeps it
so
real.
Let me ask, why do you think it's so hard, especially from the female perspective, why do you think it's so hard for women not to tell the truth in bed?
Because, you know, it's just so easy to be manipulative. Men lose all consciousness, all loyalty, all reality when all the blood is in another part of the region. When they ain't got no blood in their brain, we can tell them anything. Now, if I told you that same lie during the day, you'd look at me like I was crazy. But I can tell you anything when you're stroking. And you gonna believe it.
So if you can tell us anything, why can't you tell us the truth?
Because you guys want to be lied to at that point.
I was thinking that we know, you know, just if it sounds good when you're doing it, and even though we know it's a lie, it just sounds good.
It sounds good.
But after we done, we thinking about you in a whole different way now. You know what I mean? It's like, man, she is free, yo. I wonder who else she's saying that to, you know. So you better be careful. You better be careful the kind of lies you tell. You know
what
I'm saying?
I mean, there is always lie number four. Baby, this your pussy.
Oh.
It is.
Oh,
it is for
yours.
This is yours. Oh, I love the way you work it. This is all yours. No, it ain't.
I done heard that lie before.
Right. I ain't been with nobody in about 6 months.
Exactly.
Yeah. I done heard, it's good, you know, that's a good lie to tell, but I'm going to tell you more. One time it was embarrassing to me because I said, whose is it? And she like, huh? Yeah, that's embarrassing. I don't want to ask her again, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, whose is it? Huh?
So
this
is
lies. Some lies is good. Some lies are good, though. If you say, you know, yours, you know, you feel real good about yourself. You're like, yeah.
Well,
that's what's up. You know.
Well, what I can't do is I can't lie. If I got to keep it real, one thing I can't lie about, I got to give my man a plug right now, is the chicken over at Henderson's Chicken in Dallas, Texas is off the chain. Now, that's
Let me tell you, when I was at SMU, brother, that's all we, every Friday before a game, we used, me and my man Jeffrey Jacobs, Jerry Ball, we used to always go to Henderson Chicken, dog. So I know about that deal.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Really?
This is a real deal. If you from Grambling State University and you listen on the phone right now, it'll take you back to Tasty's, 3636 North Beltline Road. Dante Fagans is doing his thing up in there. But
there will never be another Tasty's. That's blasphemous.
But
that's
the home to make you feel, because you know we as a people be like, well, what it tastes like?
No, Tasty's is a legend like Michael Jackson. I'm sorry. It's up there. Don't compare anything to Tasty's. But
don't
you say that about Tasty's.
All right.
Represent
lies. You know we lie.
We telling bad folks bedtime stories, real deal. Brother Man is on the line. Naughty Nicole is on the line. We're talking about them. Now, one thing that I'd like to get an understanding to, and maybe Brother Man can help us with this one, is when we talk about some bedtime stories, what are we going to do about this in the morning? Where is this going? Oh,
in the what?
Where is it going?
Where the lies is going?
Yeah, no, because you know, sometime after you done washed off with the hot towel, y'all cut it up, everything is nice.
You ain't sleeping in the wet spot. Yeah, go ahead.
And the question has been asked, where is this going?
Well, see, the lies are usually told, so it'll be a next time. So, you know, if you lie, the better you lie, that's a guarantee that you know the next time he or she is going to come back. And you just keep lying. So that's how you keep each other coming back. The feeling be good. You just keep lying. So everybody, you keep coming back. Yeah, because, you know, a man sitting at the house thinking about, ooh, she said, ooh, man, she said this, she said that. Oh, my God. So you thinking about that. Now you want to get back over there because now you thinking you the king. Now I'm the king. I done dominated since, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
He told you that.
So, you know, a man want to come back. But then, you know, I don't know the situation with a woman. If she lying, I don't know if she want to have you back, though. Now you got to tell me that by being a woman. Now you tell me that.
No, for the most part, if it's some lies, it's two type of women. It's two women, there's the one woman who wants to dominate. While you fucking me, I'm mind fucking you. She just wants to dominate. All she wants to do is dominate.
Explain this stuff in more in detail for the callers, because the lines just picked up.
I mean, it's like, yeah, you physically fucking me as I'm mentally mind fucking you. I'm telling you everything you want to hear. Oh, you are the king. You are the master. This is the best. This is the biggest. Oh, I'm coming. That's the second time. Oh, I'm coming again. Now you leave in my house with your head high in the air. You're rubbing yourself. You want to tell somebody about it. I'm on your mind all day. And you want to call me again and again and again and again. There's that woman. Then there's the woman who wants to be lied to because she's a little insecure and she wants you to be her man no matter what. She may not even like the sex, but she wants you to be her man. So she's lying to you. But the other woman is lying to dominate you. I want control.
I think that's going over. That sounds pretty interesting right there, because I'm thinking about the woman that just telling you that because she want to, you know, mind, you know, have your mind and all that. I wonder why would they do that if they really didn't like it, and if you don't like the cat, just like, hey, man, whatever, you know, let him go. So if you lead him on, he going to always, that's when you have stalkers, you know what I'm saying?
I wholeheartedly agree with that, it's a dangerous game.
If you don't want to stalk her, you better tell him you don't like that and get out of my face.
But if you
lead him on like that, hey, you got stalked. That's when he's going to start stalking you.
But see, women have egos as well. Some of us want our egos fed. Me and a lot of my friends, you know, I want to live the life like a man. I should be able to screw five dudes and I'm the shit, just like a dude can screw five chicks and he's the shit. So I want to dominate. I don't want him walking away saying, she a hoe, I got that. I want him to be like, oh, I'm going to marry that girl. Oh, I love that girl.
But hey, don't you know that's our number one and two lie right there. I love that girl. I want to marry that girl. And when you leave, you're like, man, let me tell you what I did with this skeezer, dog.
Right.
So
actions speak louder than words.
So that's going to lie.
Louder than words.
That's lie,
you know,
man,
what?
Number one, number two. I love you. I want to marry you.
I know.
Then when you get
but
it, it's
told
over.
Your phone voice, oh, it was just a fuck. It was just a fuck. But he blowing up your phone 10 times a day. Baby, why don't you call me back? Baby, what happened? You said you felt about me.
Don't get it wrong now. We want to get it now. We want it. It don't matter now. We'll take anything. It don't matter. You know, we get between them thighs. It don't matter now. We don't care what you say or how you, you know, once we get, we just want it. That's just the nature of the beast. You just want it. I played golf with a dude that's like 90 years old. He said that he was 90 years old like as he played golf. He's talking about, man, I like with big booties and big titties. And he like 90 out there playing golf. Still, you want it, dog, for real. So you can lie as much as you want. The more lie you tell, the more we going to come back. It's the truth that hurt. The truth that'll make it not come back. So you want to still have a controversy. You tell this cat the truth, they ain't coming back. But as much as you lie to them, they going to come back every time. I guarantee that.
You gotta do this
with jacked up.
Unless you find the dude whose ego is bigger than yours, find that dude who everybody's like, oh, he's the shit. So he's used to hearing I'm the shit. Yeah, get with him and be like, nigga, that wasn't nothing. Is that all you got? The first thing he going to do, he going to call you up again. let me try again. Let me show you. And he gonna turn on his power move, the best shit he ever threw out in his life, to prove you
Man,
wrong.
Man, folks are telling me right now to stay out of their relationships. But we can't help it. If you're going through right now, that's just what you're going through. We letting you know we're keeping it real, folks. I don't know where else you can go and hear some real talk radio, man. This is where it is.
Man.
We ain't syndicated.
Yeah,
we got to control our volume. We're going to keep it 100 here on the online happy hour. Brother Man is chiming in. Naughty Nicole, you got your boy Andy Brown doing it big. How was your weekend.com, folks? Spell was with a Z. And check out the reality that's about to happen and be the major storm blowing up nationwide, folks. This is it. Tonight's topic, bedtime stories, the lies we tell in bed. And we digging into them right now. The sheets is all messed up. Pillowcase thrown, left, right. The blanket is on the floor. The comfort is all just in the corner. Everything wet and sweaty right about now. We keeping it 100.
Hey,
because
man,
I'm telling you,
when you're married, though, man, lies is not that big like when you're just getting together. Because, you know, like I told you, the lie you used to tell us about, I'm going to fix this and fix that. Then the other lie I tell is like, I got the towel last time. I got the towel last time. You know you're lying. So that's kind of lies married people tell, dog. Girl, I got the towel last time. It's your time to get the towel. That's married lies right there.
You want a glass of water? And if it was really bad, I'm going to tell you like this. They ain't even got to say nothing. They ain't got to lie to you. Because what tends to happen is, usually if things were going well, you know, you want something to drink? Cool, I'll bring you back something to drink. Now, if you get back a hot glass of Kool-Aid, some warm juice, you ain't got to be told nothing. It just wasn't your night.
Right. That's right. This is what if it's over, like Richard Pryor say, when she want to start talking about computer programming right after, and she ain't knocked out, it wasn't good, baby.
Oh,
wasn't good. She started talking about how to make video games.
I don't understand why men oftentimes say, "Ooh, I broke her back out. I put her to sleep." That doesn't sound very productive to me. I want my performance to be so good. I got a nigga jumping up at 3 o'clock in the morning, turning on the computer, trying to improve his credit rating.
Wow.
That's pretty good right there. Trying to improve his credit.
Because what you
That's
don't
pretty
want.
Good.
I mean, my back is broke. I can't get you no juice. My back broke. I'm asleep. I can't do nothing for you.
I can't get you no juice.
if you lay it over broke. The corner. And everything is fine, that's one thing. But if you get in a position where somebody just asks you, you know, so what you finna do?
That's
your exit time. You know, you wasn't welcome here too long, and it's best if you go ahead and leave and bow out with grace.
Right. Yeah. I want productivity. I don't want my back broke. I don't want you to go out and tell me how good I was. No, no, I want you to take action. I want myself that good. I want productivity. I want a purpose with my skills, my ability.
Well, we just want a girl, man, in bed to say, you know, to say what she feel. And, you know, if we got a little shortcomings here, a little shortcomings there, we didn't hit that side to side right. You know, just bear with us, and, you know, eventually, you know, it'll get there. You know, just keep lying until it gets there. You know, and then after we get there, then that's when we're going to say, you know what, I got it, baby.
Okay.
I know she won't. Then we ain't going to call you It's going to be you going to start calling me.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Let her call me. I don't figure, you know, it's like a puzzle. We got to figure it out first. It's like, you know, we got to put the pieces here. Okay, she liked this. Okay, she liked that. Okay, she liked this right here. Okay, but oh, she don't like that. Let me take
right.
it out. Ooh, she don't like that. Okay, let me put it right. Oh, yeah, she like that. Oh, I got this. I got this. Oh, the convulsing booty. Uh-oh, it's convulsing. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Then you don't hear from us in like a week. Because we want to feel like, you know, okay, all this time you've been, you know, having me crying and going crazy over you. Now we got to get some of that back. And then you start working on 50-50. You work on 50-50, and then that's when you want to get married. You can't have 70-30. See, in the beginning of the relationship, usually women have all the power over the man. You know, that's the truth. You know, I'm going to tell you, that's a secret I shouldn't tell, you know, but that's the truth. But once we figure it out, it's on. Damn, we got you, baby. We got you.
Because
unless your junk broke.
What we like to do sometimes, y'all remember, because most of us who are 80s babies remember how we used to play with them TV antennas.
Yeah.
Pull them back and
forth
until you found just what you needed to see.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And sometimes you have to move them legs like TV antennas. Just move it a little bit over.
Okay.
That's right. That's right.
To make sure
you
get what you need to see. Real talk.
Yeah, but more often than not, when a dude try to pretzel you too much, he know he coming up short. And he is trying to hit any angle he can possibly touch. Because he know once a man tries to put... My feet don't go behind my neck. I'm sorry, I'm not a contortionist. Why are you trying to put them there? They aren't made that way. Quit. You're going further and further and further. I'm still not going to feel you. You don't got to do all this.
Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something what a man mind is. Man mind is, you know, when we do tell these lies and stuff in bed, the truth of the matter is, it's like Play-Doh. You know Play-Doh? You said man get Play-Doh on his hands and he can squeeze and squish and squish and squeeze and squeeze and don't nothing happen, but you just like that feeling, that squeezing. And it's like when you're in a woman, man, you just feel so good. You know, you feel like you can rub them and bend them and shape them and all. It's just like, it's just...
We're not,
you know,
Play-Doh.
But it is something that you think that's going to happen different. You think that something is going to be something that you're going to discover during this sexual escapade. You think it's going to happen. So you're doing all this stuff. Put this up in there. Put this lip balm up in there. It's like, you know, you expect to explode and something going... Yeah, you think... that's what it is. We always think something going to happen. And it ain't... It's just sex. It ain't nothing going to happen different. You know, because when something do happen different, that's when you get married.
I'm going to write that down. I'm putting that in my journal.
That's the truth.
I have to let y'all know, folks. The phone lines are blowing up. I'm telling y'all, folks, they hot right now. Y'all are entertaining people as we speak. I don't know what else you can do in 2012 that you can be on your phone for more than 15 to 20 minutes and be thoroughly enjoyed and entertained. But you're finding out tonight right here on the online happy hour. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. My man, Brum Man, is on the phone. Reginald Ballard, Naughty Nicole is on the line from Louisiana. Brum Man's calling from Cali. Mama Michelle calling from Dallas and all the way from Kansas City, my hometown, representing that high man. Help you with some gates is my man, 50 Grand, ground his own, Tracy Green. He's on the line. What up, Big Tracy?
What it do, Andy? What it do, brother?
Call to us tonight.
What's up, man?
What's going on, player? I noticed that little Nicole running that mouth again.
I love you too, Tracy. I love you.
Yeah, I know, baby. I know. Hey, Andy, bring me up to speed so I can just go on and trap her all of the lies that she's been running.
Oh, my
I don't know. She got some good ones, man. She got some good ones, dog.
Okay. Come on, bring me up to speed, please.
Me and Brum Man from the fifth floor been up and hanging out eating a couple of sandwiches. Doing our thing. And Nicole has knocked on the door and been telling us some of the lies that women say in bed. And it's cool.
Oh, okay. So she's been lying, huh? Yeah, she got some real good ones, though. She got the kind of lies that'll make a man just squirt quick. It ain't the kind of lies.
Oh, wow.
It ain't the kind of lies that make you feel bad about yourself, dog. That's why it confused me. It threw me all off.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, you know, when she be talking about you hitting this coochie good, it's the best, and then you tell me something like that, it's done. I'm like, oh,
wow.
So Nicole trying to get her little game tight, huh? So now I'm going to pull out. I'm pull out and say, stop that bug.
That is right.
Let me help you something, bro. Let me help you to something. I heard what Nicole said. I heard one word she said. Well, let me tell you something about the women that's supposedly telling lies and all that up in the damn bed. A woman's job in the bedroom is to do three major things. Make sure the bills paid, make sure she busts one, and make sure she done figured out who she going to deal with in the winter before she kick him out in the summer. Come on, dog. You already know. Transition. I'm telling you, transition day is January 31st when them W-2s come out. And they got about, and then when you know them W-2s come out, you got about 3 weeks before you got to pack your kid and get out because kids already fly.
That is.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. You up in the bedroom and you with a woman and she running that game, man, your job to run that game back at her. As much as she telling you, oh, damn, your dick is shit. Oh, nigga, you hear
that
right?
That's what I told
you.
That's what I told you.
That shit right there, that's what you're telling us.
I told you, he lied right back.
I'm almost done.
Right,
you almost about
right
to leave. 471-5000. You got a cab, $10 on the nightstand so you don't bump over shit and you can get home safe, fool.
$10? $10. All I get is
$10. $10
to get you anywhere in the city. Well, $1 and a little change for the little cheap wine I'm gonna give you when you get here, and 72 cents at Quick Trip for the little fake rose you gonna get. Oh, I'm gonna give you the ambiance, no doubt.
All the ambiance is a lie already within itself.
I'm giving you a fake rose. I really don't care. If I'm going to give you some little cheap-ass booze for them, I really don't care. And if you pick up in the street back and listen to them lies, you know I don't care.
That is. Bottom line,
yo,
right?
Dude, I mean, yo,
Nicole,
you should
know better.
This is crazy.
Nicole should know better.
All I'm going to say is, okay, let's talk about this one lie right here. We're talking about during the act. What about before the act? When you sprawled out butt naked on the bed, dude standing over you, holding his stuff, and he talking all this shit. I'm going to wear that ass out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Oh, girl, wait for it. And two strokes. It's over. That's a lie right there. Why you lying to me?
No, did nobody lie to you because you think about it. Think about the feeling. Wait a minute. Nicole, think about the feeling you got for those two strokes and how you felt afterwards. He didn't lie to you. And I'm going to tell you why he didn't lie to you. Because going in and talking all that shit he did, it was only one thing on his mind. Let me get mine and get rid of her ass. And how do I get rid of her? I make her feel to the point where I don't even want to deal with this fool. I don't give a fuck about this motherfucker. He can't never get this pussy again. Well, then he didn't lie to you. He did wear you out. He wore your fucking nerves out, so he ain't got to worry about you.
That's all he did was wear my nerves out.
Look, that was not a lie, baby. That was not a lie. Your nerves got worse.
Hold on. You had my mouth already set up for some orange juice, and you bring me a corner of orange juice. Dude,
that's your fault because you
don't.
Wait a minute. That's your fault.
For nothing. You got me worse than
Why you let him jump all in it? when you could have been right there getting the orange juice like you supposed to. That's what we call a team player. What's wrong with you, boo?
I can't believe the ladies are going to let Nicole take this down by herself. The ladies ain't going to represent. That's fine. Hey, y'all.
I told Nicole last week what it was. I told her last week.
That's cool.
I told you last week, if we get you in the same spot, we all going to jump you.
Maybe it's because they know that they're telling the truth about all the lies that's going on.
I know this, and I know they feed into it as well.
Well, you know what, Nicole, let me ask you something, baby.
The one who got the most mess about what I'm saying, he the one who done fell for it 5 to 10 times.
Wait a minute. Ain't nobody fell for shit. But that's on the floor.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, Nicole.
What is it
about when you up in bed with a cat and, you know, this is the bullshit y'all just love. I mean, it's almost fucking redundant for every woman. I just really didn't want to admit it to you, and I just didn't want to really get here that quick with you because I could just see myself acting stupid behind you because it's just like, you're a cool cat. I like your conversation. I like your flow. I like how you just put shit down. You don't be by no bullshit. I see you out you to yourself and shit. You be letting bitches get the fuck on out your face quick. You don't play Tracy or you don't play Mike or whoever the fuck it might be. And then as soon as the nigga hit that ass, y'all lose y'all fucking mind. And then once you lose your fucking mind, then you come right back with that nigga you was shit to begin with. I didn't want shit from you no motherfucking way. My whole thing was telling the truth. Bitch,
I can't relate to that scenario. Because I've never been there. So I can't unfortunately. No.
So you're a virgin?
No, I'm nowhere near a virgin, but I've never had
you ain't
to play the game.
Well,
I've never had to play the game of saying you ain't shit, you ain't this, you ain't that. I always tell it how it is, and I don't have to do mind games. Not in that way. I'm not going to tell you no know what the shit is this shit. I don't have to lie.
Nicole,
I've never been.
I gotta bring something on right now. These guys, this is talking about bedroom stories, is out of control tonight. 646-727-3279. Bud Man is on the line from the fifth floor. Tracy Green and Lottie Nicole. But now I got to go to the lines and get my man Big Husky.
Big Husky. Come on, baby.
What's up? Why the
Nicole
going in on me? I ain't even said nothing yet.
I said, come on, baby. I was ready. That's all.
Oh, you was ready?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't prepare you yet. You ain't supposed to be ready like I prepared you. We don't want to talk to her right now.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, what's up, friend? Living in
high school?
You must got
y'all
me up.
She saying hip to the game. You must got all them over there. On some kind of crusade, girl.
You got all y'all over there on
some kind of crusade, like y'all, you know, like they can't wait to go bust somebody back out, because they mad. You got another arms up in this bad, brother.
I know. What's with all the anger? I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Look at my arms out. Got to bust some backs out up in here. You got it.
You
like a
bounty.
You got a bounty on us, like the saints around this.
You know, where's the love? Why can't I get the love? I'm helping y'all.
Oh, yeah, you can get some love, guaranteed.
You get some love. You asking the wrong dude for love. That's the problem.
They need to quit texting me talking about y'all not playing fair. Y'all need to come on and hold Nicole back. Don't say we ain't playing fair. If you
man, they ain't not getting on the phone. They don't want it.
Hey, if any woman can handle it, it's me. It's me.
Right on.
You boys
So we've heard.
You boys don't scare me. I got you.
Well, man.
Nicole, you in Louisiana? Yeah.
Yes, I am in Louisiana. Pardon me?
What part?
I'm in Slidell, Louisiana.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll be down in New Orleans on the 15th of May. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See that? See how them bedroom lives go.
Cool. We need to hang out there.
Y'all can tell each other some nice little lies up in the little boudoir. Up in the little boudoir.
Well, now that we know the truth, is it really lying? I don't think it's lying anymore. We know that everything is out there. It's all.
Yeah, I'm coming with 12 plastic roses. I mean it.
That would be a very quiet room at this point. There's no point in lying.
Oh, it ain't going to be quiet. It is going to be some lying. Lying on your back, lying on your stomach, lying on your side. You might be laying on your head. It's going to be some laying across the table, up on the fucking, what's that damn thing that you wash your ass with? The sink, across the damn tub, on the shower curtain, on the fucking super fan. I might even get your ass on the doorknob and just appear. It's going to be some lying.
Yes.
Hey, this is how we get down. Go on, man. If you didn't know, yeah. Bro, this is how we get down on the online happy hour. You enjoying yourself tonight, bro?
I'm seeing, you know, I'm learning. Seem like you got some real veteran venom type stuff going on over here.
Well, man, why do you gotta do me like this?
You done told too many secrets. You told too many female secrets, girl. Now we know.
Man.
A brother that was already up on game, you done put him over the top.
Hold the cord. It looks as if the ladies done stepped up their game Bridget has chimed in, and Bridget is ready to do her thing on the phone. Is Bridget available?
What's up?
What's going on,
Bridget? How you doing?
Come on.
What's up, Bridget?
I'm doing good. GSU alum here. But real talk, here's the thing that cracks me up. Any dude that runs his mouth about how he just lays it down, 9 times out of 10, I guarantee the woman has already checked out.
You probably wouldn't listen when I first started. I said two things you can't lie on is your dick and your money, because it gets discovered real quick.
Well, you can lie on them, but I'm just saying, why do it? My thing is, because you set an expectation. So, case in point, mm-hmm. I remember, you know, in college, y'all do some crazy, crazy things. And so, oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I think the conversation kind of went like, so first we're going to have, what do you say? Something lame as hell, because I kind of checked out. It was along the lines of, oh, yeah, we're going to start with this appetizer. Then we'll have the main course. And then we'll have dessert. I had checked out in the middle of the appetizer. Like, I was like, I'm confused. And here's what's funny is that you already know when a chick checks out when she don't call you. When she don't call you at all. She don't. You know, back then, we didn't have text messaging. So when she don't hit you with her code and your beep, you might as well let that go. But what cracks me up is that there is a, and I may be a little bit off subject, but that cracks me up is that the ego of a man will not allow him to believe that he got fucked.
Exactly.
Wow. So I find it really interesting because I've asked too many dudes, like, oh, yeah. He'd be like, yeah, I hit that, I hit it. And I'd be like, when was the last time you talked to her? And it's like, oh, you know what? It's been a while, really. Who fucked who? I'm just saying,
wow.
I put it out there like that. But it's the male ego that won't allow him to believe that. And that's okay. And it's absolutely fine. But I just find it laughable that happens.
This?
Now, on the other end, if you just don't say anything, let your work for itself, by all means, at least, even if you ain't that great, you didn't set a high expectation. So if you set the bar at nothing, anything you do is all right, mediocre.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm just keeping it 100 because I don't know too many women who just, well, I don't hang with chicks who just put it out there like, my shit is good. My thing is good.
Come to Kansas City.
I said I don't hang with them chicks.
That's why I said come to Kansas City.
Look here, man.
I didn't say they don't exist.
This is the only thing.
I just don't hang with
them. You can lie. I don't care how much you lie.
I don't care how much you, I don't care how much you lie in bed. I don't care how much you lie or what it is. If the coochie good and the ding dong good, you gonna come back, nigga.
Exactly.
It don't matter
you
what.
Will.
Hey.
Exactly.
It don't matter what. Hey. Everybody know everybody running game. Everybody know. But if it's good,
but
you
here's
win
the thing.
Special, it's
here's
gonna,
the
you
thing.
Gonna come back. You
but
gonna
here's
come
the thing.
Back.
Everybody ain't running game. Real talk.
Yeah, but
especially the older
you
get,
when in a relationship, when you're not running game, that's when you get married. But outside of marriage, nigga, you running game because it's all that lead up to marriage. Game lead up to marriage. When you start running game, next thing you know, you walking down the aisle. You walking down the aisle. That's it.
So then,
even in marriage.
Is that why everybody get divorced? Because the game is
Somebody else came in there and started running game on that person. Then you got problems.
Really?
When that kid's not going to be in the home no more, that's what game is ringing. That is, man, that is.
Here's my thing. If you run in game prior to getting married, if and you're in a, like, a committed relationship with somebody, if you lie, like, if you lie that tough, your shit not going to last. I'm just keeping it one. It's not going to last. Because as soon as you get in it, then that's when you get mad because that bitch that you thought cooked all the time don't.
No, it's a such thing. It's a such thing as. Oh no, it's a such thing as a good lie and a bad lie. Usually, when you're telling lies in a sexual relationship, they be good lies. They don't be bad lies. You know, good bad lies happen in marriage. Good lies happen in relationships.
Oh my God!
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, y'all.
Good lies in a relationship. When you tell them, oh, they feel good. That's good lies.
That somebody needs to stop tripping to themselves because that's somebody who's gonna be sexually frustrated later on.
I guess
that's just me. Because if the shit don't work for me, it doesn't work for me. Will I say it? No. But in my actions, you just won't get none no more.
Let me ask you something, baby. Bridget, let me ask you something.
Yeah, babe.
A brother man that comes to you straight up and on the up and up, he meets you, you exchange numbers, what have you, all the little bullshit formalities. Nigga take you out, he's good to your kids. This brother shows you that, you know what, he's a family man. Even if you ain't looking for that, this motherfucker is wowing you and wooing you, and at the same time, he's entertaining your mind. Now, once he gets through entertaining your mind, y'all get in that damn bedroom. This brother can do this, this brother can do that. Performance may not be all that, but once again, he already got your mind, so there it is.
Your mind.
It ain't gonna be no one-time fuck. It ain't gonna be no two-time fuck. As long as this nigga ain't getting on your fucking nerves, it is what it is. Now, they didn't even go to the bedroom. Those were just straight-up lies when I met you. Now, however, if I do all this shit and I come to the bedroom and I fuck around and make you tap out in the first round, then what?
Real talk.
Because I'm telling you, you know, you say a man wrong for coming and talking about all he want to do, but I'm going to put it to you like this, and you little Nicole, I ain't got but one thing to say, 6'6", 285, coming with steel toes, a tool belt, a hard hat, duct tape, and fucking yellow tape. Now that is, I talk shit and I mean it. But it's back to you, baby.
Okay.
He got me scared on that one. This is the place
They better ask somebody, because you need to get me nervous.
Listen up, log in, listen and learn to the online happy hour. It's a nice topic, bedtime stories, baby. The lies we tell in bed. 646-727-3279. Thanks, Bridget. I got to get to the phone lines and get to Nicole real quick. What's up, Nicole? Talk to us tonight.
Damn, I done scared her.
I think Nicole checked out a long time ago. Nikki is on the line.
Nikki's on the line.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Long time no hear.
Long time no hear. All the way from Detroit City.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Baby
Bum
Man is on the line. Tracy Green, Graham Malum is on the line, and Naughty Nicole. What's up, Nikki? Talk to us. You heard the topic, bedroom phone.
Yeah, I'm trying to actually figure out, like, which part to chime in on, because I probably heard, like, 30 different subcategories up under the
whatever,
main category. No, it's not whatever. And Andy know how we get down, because when you start saying whatever, then you get away from
no,
the
no,
subject.
No, I didn't say
subject
whatever. I didn't say whatever. I say was ever come closest to your heart. What you feel?
I want to be clear
about
if, are we talking about lies in the bedroom within relationships or just in general?
No, just
in
general.
If it happens and it's a lie and it's between you, we talking about
it.
Yeah.
It could be relationship, marriage, don't matter. If it's in the bed, you
it's
know,
in the
when
bedroom.
It's a lie.
Right.
There you
doesn't
go.
Matter where.
That's right.
Was anybody here last night? You know, something, anything like that. Was anybody here last night? This pillow smells funny. Whose hair is this? You know, anything that could have happened.
Yeah.
Whose shoes
just,
are these
I
on the floor?
I'm laughing because I'm just surprised that grown people.
What did you usually do? Shit like that.
No, I'm just surprised that grown people. I think her name was Bridget when she said she really can't relate. Because I'm just surprised that grown ass people still play these kind of games. When you're in your 20s, you're in undergrad, you're doing whatever. Okay, you get a pass. Late teens, early 20s. For most people, okay, I'll even give you early 30s. But when you are knocking at the door of mid-30s, damn near 40, first of all, game should not even be an option because game is really
stroking
the
ego.
Let me ask you this.
When you 40 or 50, I don't care how old you are, when you older and your wife or your husband come to you and say, baby, I'm losing weight or how I look or blah, 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 this shirt look good, and you know it's not, but you don't want to hurt his feelings, you're going to say something that's you know, that make him feel good about himself. So
yeah, but it
the thing about that
lie.
Is, but little bitty lies like that to make somebody feel good about themselves. You know, you can't consider that as
no,
bad. So we do it all the time. We do it all the time.
I don't have to, no, we don't. You don't have
you might
to
not like that ugly
tie.
You might not like that. You might not like the drawing. You might not like
you don't
drawing.
Have
I
to
mean,
jeopardize your integrity to make somebody else feel better. If somebody comes to you and says, If somebody comes to you, somebody that you love unconditionally, and you love them unconditionally, and they say, hey, do I look fat in this dress? Baby, I love you either way. You don't have to jeopardize who you are, or you know, or do you, whatever it is, you don't have to lie to somebody.
It's not Tyler Perry.
And if you do love somebody unconditionally and they're asking you a question that they really don't want to hear the answer to, the relationship should already be so on point that when you give them the truth, that you're giving them the truth. The truth don't take sides. It stands alone. So if you're giving me the truth, that's my damn bad for asking. You know your ass looks fat. You didn't gain 50 pounds. Why would you even put your mate in that situation? So that's why I said, are we talking about,
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just to my knowledge, and I'm not trying to be an asshole, and I'm not trying to be funny. I swear, baby. But to my knowledge, I'm thinking that we were talking about lies in the bedroom and not motivation for a better relationship. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even if you got to pull on past experience when you were 20, when you were 25, don't even know how old you are, lady. That's
I'm
what we're asking you. Can you remember the bullshit you had to hear or maybe some of the things that you said?
Right. Yeah,
lies
but I can remember some of the lies I was probably told, but, yeah, who?
Well, we listening.
Yeah, I mean, the typical lies y'all tell. I mean, what?
Well, we want you to excel with us. Please.
I mean, I'm not cheating. I mean, that's pretty clear, right? That's pretty standard. No, I'm not cheating, and the person
okay,
is.
So, Nikki, can I ask you, did you ever tell any lies to a guy?
In the bedroom, regarding the bedroom?
Yes. In the bedroom. Have you ever lied to a guy?
From Detroit, dog. You know she did.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Yes, you have. Everything is not a story. You never told a lie in the bedroom. Come on now. Come on.
No, because I've never.
What about your homegirls who called you and said, I told this dude this, but I meant this? Nobody ever told you that?
No, I mean, I have some friends who have not been lucky as I am to actually have partners who can satisfy them. So, yeah, I mean, they tell lies about, you know, size doesn't matter or, you know, yeah, lasted long enough and stuff like that. But
you never told a dude lying in bed. I believe.
Somebody's phone is, like, cutting in and out and I can't hear.
I'm going to take your word for it.
I mean, I've not had to lie to anybody in the bedroom about their performance.
No, not about their performance. What about your own performance? If you didn't get yours, did you lie to him and say I didn't? No, if you did,
Nope. That's pretty good.
Nikki, is somebody listening somewhere that might be at work and you're kind of careful with what you want to say right now?
I'm just asking.
I mean, she's doing the what's that girl name that I can't stand? What's her damn name? She's doing the offer on you right now, Andy. She's being really politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've never done that, and I don't believe in that, and you're too grown to be doing stuff like
that. That's not what I said. I just said I didn't have to lie to anybody about their performance in the bedroom.
Well, I'm coming to Detroit because I need to meet you, because I want you to lie to me. Make me feel good.
I didn't have to lie, but it sure did help my situation. I chose to.
Nicole, we done already took up a connection for you, so you okay, baby. We got you. We're going to hold you down. You're going to be all right.
Nikki's been known to keep it real and keep it 100. I mean, tell us, Nikki, when men are in that position and y'all are both facing the same direction, and he says to you in his deep, raspy voice in high sweat and pumping waves, who's this? What is your response?
What you gonna say?
What would I say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stop.
I'm not.
What are you gonna say?
I might just act like I ain't hear him because I'm not gonna say it's his.
Hey, remember I said that?
No.
What did you say? Who's his? And they say,
say it's mine. I usually say it's mine.
Yeah, it's all long right now, but
lie.
I don't believe that.
I don't tell that lie. It's mine.
I don't believe you say that. I do it again.
Hey, brother man, May 17th, I'll clue you in, because I'll be down in the, I'll be doing a dirty. May 15th, I'll be in Slidell.
Yeah,
May 16th, May 17th, I'll be calling you.
and I'll let you know.
Right there,
she said a lie on the phone. I know you lied in the bedroom.
I've told all my lies.
Yeah, whatever. You thinking about that new coat. You damn sure right you're going to tell him his heels. Oh, that's that new coat.
Yeah.
It's yours, baby.
Here's why I tell him it's mine. Because he's going to stroke harder. He's going to last longer. He's going to move better when I don't tell him it's his. If I want to get a better performance, oh, you don't lie then. When you want more?
What about Christmas?
Yes.
What about Christmas, your birthday, Valentine's Day, and Mother's Day?
It depends.
Exactly. That's my answer right there. That sucked up laugh. Thank you, Nicole.
Is he your dude or is he some ass? It all depends. But if I want more out of a dude, I've come to learn that. When you want more from a guy, you put him down. That's when you need to learn about the principle of Kama Sutra,
sweetheart. You can make a man last if you're willing to put the work in. Don't give up too much. Don't tell her too much now. You're going to make it hard.
I ain't going to tell her too much.
For the brand new players.
Nah,
brother. I'm not going to tell the game. I'm all about visual aid.
Don't be one of them brothers go to the strip club and give themselves.
Nicole, don't get in your feelings. Hold on, big man, what you just say?
I say don't be the brother that go to the strip club and give them self esteem. Just tell them a little bit now. Don't tell them too much.
Oh no, I give them self esteem in the strip club because I want that, like Nicole said, I want that performance to be better. I want that lap dance to be better. I want that champagne room to be great.
They want to talk on the bubble, man. Don't do that. Don't do that. They want to talk on the pool.
Man, it's been about 5 years since I've been to a damn strip club.
You're not being truthful. You're not being truthful, Nicole.
Nicole?
No.
What am I doing
now? If a man asks you, whose is it, you ain't going to say mine. That don't even sound right.
I do. I'm like, this is mine. This
you know what,
mine,
man?
It's mine.
That don't even sound right.
Brother, man, the only time a woman say it's hers when you stroking it like you're supposed to. A woman to say it's hers is... Nicole, you will make that brother work a little bit harder. I ain't mad at you, but you will say it's his. Because you like him. You like a motherfucker to talk crazy to you. Most women do. They say they don't. They say they prissy. They say they nice and all that in the bedroom is where it's supposed to be at. You like a cat to talk dirty to you. Don't act crazy. And you will answer just the way that he wants you to answer.
Yes.
Just like if you ask a cat, is this pussy wet enough for that baby? Is this motherfucker tight enough? I did my Kegel today. Did I wrap my legs around you the way? Am I riding that motherfucker like you want me to, baby? Yeah, you know how the game go. Don't play. Because you know what the same brother going to ask you, am I in that right spot, boo? Am I biting on the nipple like I'm supposed to? Don't lie. Stop lying.
I don't ask those kind of questions. I really don't.
Oh, damn, you ain't been fucked. You had sex, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is
real
talk. See, Nicole ain't got nobody on the other end listening. She can say what she wants to, Nikki.
I'll say what the hell I want to. Yeah, exactly.
And even if I did have somebody listening, I'm grown, so that's neither here nor there.
Ooh, this woman has anger.
I don't know where they can get it, Tracy. I don't know where they can get it. But this
man, look, I'm telling you, I can bring the UFC to damn Detroit. We can do some tap outs. It don't matter. I am a bachelor. I'm single. My kids are about to graduate. I have no care in the damn world.
Mm-hmm.
I was smart enough. Not, huh?
Somebody is on the line, man. I know you're having a good time, bro. We appreciate you being on the phone, doing your thing with us, man. I know you're in Cali right now. What goes on and what you got something going on in Dallas, Texas this weekend? Is that right?
Yes, sir, man. We coming down there to do this show, man, and I want y'all to come check us out, man. And then I'm going to come back in June, man, for my man Josh Howard. He's doing something out there, too, man. So come check us out this weekend. Me, Joe Torre, Barbara Carlisle, and my man Mike Rapp from Bernie Mac Show.
Yep, they're going to be at the Majestic Theater downtown Dallas, folks, on Elm Street doing their thing. It's about to be out of control, folks. This is where you need to be each and every Tuesday night on the online happy hour. Y'all better text somebody. Tell them to chime in, log in, listen and learn. We get real. Don't know where else you can go get that, but if they just now figured it out, it's already, the pavement has already been set, folks. This is how we do it over here. They can't follow this one. Sorry. How was your weekend? Instead of sales in this piece. This is how we get down, baby, all the way down like bad stock. Tracy.
You know what, Lai, I'm curious about, Andy?
Sup?
I have a very interesting lie that you hear every now and then.
I ain't got no money.
I can't use a condom because I can't feel nothing that way.
That's a flag on the plate. Whoa.
I'm not quite sure.
But That's not a lie.
This is a lie.
Say, I can't use latex because it breaks me out. That's a lie. But you can't feel when you...
That's true.
You know?
That's a lie.
When they say, I can't use latex.
That was a couple of times.
That's a lie, too. Yeah. Both of them are lies.
No, the feeling is true, though. You don't. You know, come on. You know, with one and not, there's a big difference. Come on. You know that's the truth.
Okay, let's
jump
to the
other
line.
You got to say, well, brother.
Hold on. Just let me put it in. I'm going to take it out. You know damn well that's a lie.
That's not a lie. That's an introduction.
That's an introduction. And that's what go on. He is going to take it out, but he's going to put it back in. You know what? You know what?
That's how we check for a woman
if she lying.
Exactly.
Sorry,
I just said she put it in, but I don't want to do nothing. As soon as you put the head in, you feel their legs pushing your ass on in their mouth. So that's a lie detector. That's what we call that.
Right.
That's a lie detector. Talking about you didn't want to fuck.
Detector.
You know you want to.
That's right.
Quit playing.
Okay.
Quit playing and quit lying.
Parts,
I call them a tail.
Like,
that's a tail.
Yeah.
I'm going to just put it in and I'm going to take it out. That's a lie.
Well,
I only got a couple minutes real quick. I got to wrap the show up real quick. I got to ask my man, Bud, man. I know you enjoyed yourself, man. Is there any advice you can give to the folks out there listening right now if they still coming live?
Oh, man, I had a good time, man. But, man, y'all made my day, made my night, man. That's cool. Only advice I got, brother, is laugh, live, and love. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's all
I got.
I got to
get it back to the fellas. Tracy, what you think?
Real talk, just go in there and tell them the damn truth. Give a motherfucker the option to deal with you or not. That's just what it is.
That is.
Don't bullshit.
Bottom line. I like that. Keep it real. But ladies, y'all still can lie to me. It's okay.
Of course.
Because I think I could outlie anybody.
Nicole, talk to us tonight. What's up? What you think? Talk to the ladies.
Who's talking to the ladies?
You.
Nicole.
I was talking to, okay. When company's good, you have interest in the dude, and the sex is whack, lie as much as possible. Get as much as you can. Get him sprung. Just make sure he's not a stalker. And, you know, do what you do to get what you want.
Impossible.
That's all I got.
He's going to be a stalker.
With that 100%. Shout out to my man Big Husky for doing his thing. I want to say shout out to Mama Michelle. You know, time being, you're going to be able to see her live. Representing big time at Neo's this weekend in Fort Worth, Texas, doing her stand-up comedy. I need to come on out, Funky Town, Fort Worth, and represent and come see this show. Because you heard just a snippet of what she's going to give you live this coming Saturday night, March 10th at Neo's. Big shout-out to my girl Nikki representing GSU and all the callers that chimed in, Bridget representing GSU as well. Folks, this is what I'm getting. Now, based on some of the lies that we've been hearing, some of the stories that we've been told, you know, it may not be in your best interest to do so. We do so these things to kind of elevate somebody's head and make them think they're a little bit more than what they are. But when it comes down to it, you know, communication is the key, and that's been the bottom line essence of pretty much every show that we've done. Communication is the real key. So if we keep it 100 between each other and even in between the sheets, things may work out for the better. Now, if you need to lie to get in and stay there, then chances are that relationship is not going to last that long. But if you don't lie this far, this much, you might want to watch out and see where that relationship is going. I'm not saying. Now, somebody might need to hear this tonight. We was all up in your business while y'all was texting me with this. But maybe it was a good thing that you heard this tonight. Because somebody need to hear it for real. And that's just real talk. So come on out this weekend, folks. The DF Dub represent the online happy hour goes live this Friday at Neo's Bar and Grill. Let me give you the address where I'm talking about it. 1101 Oak Grove Road in Fort Worth, Texas, with the happy hour roundtable and party. We'll have an open roundtable discussion about the book, my book that is, Second Place Women Who Come In First. If you still do not have your copy, you need to be sure to come out and get available because I'm going to have a book signing as well. And for those that don't know and think we've been playing, chances are you might need to get your talent skills together. Brumman was on the line representing. And keep in mind that it's about time to go ahead and have the casting call. Fierce Productions presents Second Place Women, the casting call, Saturday, March 17th from 1:30 to 4:30. And the address is 101 East Abraham, Arlington, Texas, at the community center. Now, hit us up. It's going to be downstairs. We're seeking individuals between their 20s and 30s to come on and check this out. I give you more details on Facebook. So I've enjoyed myself. If you need to get a copy, hit me up. You can go on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble Nook. We wrapped the show up today. I want to thank everybody for chiming in. We've been up here on the fifth floor with Brut Man. I want to thank the folks who called and chimed in because you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight and you got some good information out this show, just do us a favor. You know what you got to do. Text and tell about five more people to share with you on how was your weekend. Hit me up on my Facebook page. Tell us what you liked about the show, Andy Brown, that is, so you can tune in next week and tune in with us as we come back with another hot one. Keep in mind, folks, it goes down. My name is Andy Brown, letting you know to keep God first in your life. With him, anything is possible. Good night to my fam. Go mob to my frat. And we gone.